The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders and High School Principal Dirk Ackerman. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Dirk, welcome to the May episode of Super Chat. You know, I was hoping that today's show could focus on your end-of-the-year activities and events, and I'm sure there are many. With that in mind, I'd like to begin with the elementary school. Jerry, tell us what we need to know pertaining to the elementary school schedule between now and the end of school year.
Sure. This is hold on to your seat because school ends May 23rd, and there is so much happening in the next few weeks. The first thing I want to mention is our fifth graders make their annual trip to Bradford Woods. If you don't know what Bradford Woods is, it's owned by Indiana University, but it's outdoor education area. In Morgan County, which is just north of where we are. Students go there and sleep in dorms, but then they go hiking and learn about nature and team building. We have all of our fifth grade teachers go, plus we have parents out there. And I remember as a principal myself, every year I would ask our fifth graders, what was their favorite memory of elementary school? And it was always Bradford Woods. So May 7th through the 9th, our fifth graders will be going to that. And then the next big week is the last week of school. So the week of May 19th, we'll have just about every day, we'll have awards programs for really kindergarten through junior high. So I would just encourage our listeners to get on the website and check out the dates and the times, because it really does make a difference when the family shows up and celebrates in earning those awards. The students have worked hard all year long. It's just a great time, a great week. And so we're really looking forward to that. Gary, if I could mention a few other things. First of all, summer school will begin elementary level. It'll start June 2nd. Summer school will be June 2nd to the 19th, and the high school will be May 28th to June 20th. And the junior high, they do a jump start program July 21st through the 31st. There'll be bus transportation and free breakfast and lunch for our students. And speaking of free food, we are having a special program this summer called Sun Meals to Go. Anyone 18 and under can come to a location behind Edgewood Primary School between 4:30 and 6:30 and just pick up a free pack of food. There'll be a gallon of milk per student and five breakfast meals and five lunch meals per student that they could come and pick up. They need to go to our website, rbbschools.net, and register for that. But that'll be a cool experience. And then the last thing for me, Gary, today is I want to give a shout out to two very special people. We always have some retirees at the end of the school year. Two special people I want to mention is one is Brenda Whitaker, Edgewood Primary School principal. She is retiring. She's been there 18 years. That's a long time to be a principal. And she's going to leave a lasting legacy at EPS that'll last for a long time. And I've heard so many accolades this spring about her, and we're working really hard to find the very best person. We'll never be able to match Brenda, but we're trying to find the very best person to be the principal at Edgewood Primary School for the next school year. And then the other person is Dennis Faust. Dennis is a longtime high school counselor, and he's retiring. And Dennis is one of those people that you just don't know how you're going to replace them. They just know so much information. When you lose somebody like that, you just naturally lose a lot of valuable information. Dennis and Brenda both deserve a great retirement. And so I just wanted to give a shout out to them this morning.
And we wish them the very best of luck in their retirement, and enjoy a well-deserved, well-earned retirement period. Redefine who you are and go to it and have fun. That's the only advice I could tell them. But wonderful, Jerry. That is great. Well, Dirk, let me turn to you. I'm confident in saying your high school is a busy time when you're leading up to graduation. But first off, remind our listeners of the date and time of graduation and where it will be held. I'm sure most of them know, but I want to hear it from you.
Sure. May 31st at 11 o'clock, and it's in the gymnasium.
That'll be an exciting environment for sure. How many graduates are you projecting to have in the Mustangs class of 2025?
You know, through the edge, we've had a few kids graduate early. I'm going to throw out like about 175 with those students, somewhere right in there.
Mm-hmm. Is that pretty much a standard number in recent years?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Comparatively?
Yeah, we've remained pretty steady.
So let's go backwards, though, and dig down a little into this month of May. Tell me about the calendar of events that stand out in your mind at your high school. Share a little bit of the calendar with our listeners.
Sure. I won't give specific dates, but just how the school year ends. It's kind of funny how it ends and how it begins seems so similar to me. You know, at the beginning of the year, before school starts, the band is in the parking lot marching, and that's just such a familiar sound. And it's just over. The year just kind of recycles. We move into football, and then we have homecoming, and homecoming has an activity class clash. And then, you know, you go throughout the year, and everything just is status quo. Everything's pretty normal. But the month of May is always really exciting. First, the seniors have a little more pep in their step, a little more excitement. You know, in the winter and even in the fall, they're not really finishing for good. But like in spring sports or the spring music concert, which was last week, and the band activities, the band just was once again very successful at the concert band competition. Everything just seems to come to a really exciting height in the month of May. Again, all the sports, just everything going for the last time for these seniors is really exciting. We've added a couple things. A few years ago, we hang banners on all the light posts in town of all of the seniors. I think there's five seniors on each banner. And that's a really neat way to celebrate them. We're adding something new this year as well, and I know other schools do this, but the seniors are going to go to the elementary for a day and walk through the hallways with their cap and gown and get those high fives from the kids. But, you know, we really want to show the kids in the elementary, this is what you're working for. And, of course, that's really exciting for those elementary teachers who have had these seniors. So we're really looking forward to that as a new event coming up. The special time in our graduation, we do something unique at Edgewood. We have a rose ceremony. Each senior, before they come out, as they're walking out, we give them two roses. And at a time, the band plays a really somber song. Each graduate takes the rose to one or two people that have meant so much to them. Yeah, usually it's a mom, but it's not always. It's a mom and a dad or a grandparent. I've actually had a couple students come on the stage and present me with a rose, but it's one of the most touching ceremonies that I have ever seen in a graduation ceremony. It's just a neat celebration for the kids to really be able to recognize those that have really helped them get through high school.
I really like that. Wow, what a touch.
Yeah,
it's my. If you experience that and you're watching that happen, if you don't choke up a little bit, there's something wrong with you.
There's not you a know? Dry eye.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will often run into schools that have a special, oh, I don't know, I'll call it a seating section for teachers and staff at the graduation ceremony. Do you have such a setup at your graduation event?
Yes, we do. And it's right behind the grads. And the faculty, they wear their gowns with their hoods. And it's, I can't remember when we started that, several years ago. But it's really neat to have them involved right behind the seniors. It's just really symbolic. And the elementary teachers join us, the ones that are able to come, the junior high teachers. You know, we involve everybody in having those special seats.
Well, do you survey your graduates this time of year to obtain some idea of, like, what's next for your graduates, whether it be college, trade school, job market, military, or whatever? If so, what sort of a breakdown are you getting in the numbers for your graduating class?
I think about 60% of our students go on to a four-year college. Maybe if you added two-year college, it might be up to 70. We always have four or five students that are going into the military, and then probably about another 25% that are going straight into the workforce.
Sure. Yeah, that's excellent. Jerry, let me turn back to you with one question. And I am just interested in your thoughts as to how you would rank it, but how would you describe this school year that we've just been through?
I tell you what, I would rank it one of the highest. I just get so fired up about what we're doing, and the students, when I hear them tell me that the impact that being a part of a student-run business, how that has really changed their lives for the rest of their lives, that just is very inspirational. So class of 2025 is an awesome class. And I really hate to see him go, but yeah, it's been a fantastic year.
Well, this is such an exciting time at the school year, loaded with positivity surrounding graduation, as you alluded to. You know, each graduate will be, experiencing a milestone event in their life, and it marks an accomplishment for parents and families as well. And it gives the graduates time to have a little free time with their friends and just enjoy the whole feeling that comes upon you at graduation. I want to send out a big message of congratulations to every member of the class of 2025. Jerry, Dirk, good job today, and I'd like to thank you both for joining me here on Super Chat.
Thank you. Been a pleasure.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of the FlyPod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools.